Nolte, Anarchy in de Blasio's New York as Cops Are Drenched in Water. By John Nolte on July 23, 2019. New York City is so out of control that, in two separate incidents, punks are allowed to assault NYPD cops with water and water buckets without facing consequences. The cops just walk away. Watch these disgusting scenes for yourself, scenes I never thought I would see in any American city, much less New York. One video was taken in Harlem, another in the Bronx, and this assault. Drenching someone in water is assault, and as you will see in the video of the arrest in Harlem, an officer is hit in the head with a water bucket that's hurled directly at him. This is the primary thing people need to keep in mind about what this all means. If this is happening to police officers, if things in New York are so out of control that a bunch of thugs believe they can assault police officers with impunity, imagine what life is like for everyday citizens. If police officers in the city are this vulnerable to attack, no one in the city is safe. No one. The response from Mayor de Blasio, the man responsible for neutering the NYPD, was all empty talk. Throwing things at an NYPD is not only not acceptable, it can lead to charges. All of those actions can lead to those charges, additional charges. So people have to really understand this serious stuff. Don't do it, don't aid and abet it, Mayor Unick said in a statement. The New York City Police Benevolent Society, however, understands exactly what has happened in New York at the hands of openly anti-police politicians like de Blasio. Our anti-cop lawmakers have gotten their wish. The NYPD is now frozen, the PBA tweeted. It's not the fault of these police officers. It's the end result of the torrent of bad policies and anti-police rhetoric that has been streaming out of City Hall in Albany for years now. We are approaching the point of no return. Disorder controls the streets, and our elected leaders refuse to allow us to take them back. As police officers, we need to draw a line. In situations like this, we need to take action to protect ourselves and the public. The police union also released a statement. The politicians may not care about the dangerous levels of chaos in our neighborhoods, but police officers and decent New Yorkers should not be forced to suffer. And this is not a situation where police officers are showing restraint. This is retreat, this is looking the other way at lawlessness. And this is what you get when punks are emboldened by an establishment media that coddles the left-wing terrorist group Black Lives Matter. When a mayor bases his campaign on demonizing police officers. And when a blinded bipartisanship citizenry rewards him with their votes. The good news, though, is that at least illegal aliens are safe in New York. American citizens and police officers might not be safe from the street punks who assault them and a mayor who demonizes them. But at least the illegal aliens are given sanctuary. If you want to know what America will look like under the rule of the Democrat Party, just watch this video or all those videos from Portland of Antifa brown shirts being allowed to run wild. Follow John Nolte on Twitter at NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.